thank you for calling the Maryland Abuse Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Margie Lay. And, I was calling because I was on the phone with another person, and the phone, it was just ringing. So I was calling about my case.
No worries. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And I just wanted to reconfirm. You said your first name's Margie?
Yes, Margie, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And then?
Margie Lay.
Margie Lay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And then just to reconfirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct? You haven't signed anything?
No. Okay. No.
Okay. And then are you calling on behalf of yourself or is it for a loved one?
Myself.
Yourself. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then have you ever received any money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No, ma'am.
And do you know anyone else who was or who is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance?
No, ma'am.
Okay, no worries. And then next year we'll go through the abuse section. Have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
Okay. And then did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, church, while you were under their care?
No.
Okay. So unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to do anything at this time. It wasn't with any sort of institution for you.
Oh, you say institution. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you well. You say institution. I didn't hear you well.
Yes. Well, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Look,
sorry.
Don't mind me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. Do you know what institution or facility?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Green Ridge Youth Center. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm tired and I'm frustrated.
It's okay. You said it was called what?
Green Ridge Youth Center.
Youth Center. Okay.
Mhm. I had a long day today. I'm fighting, dealing with cancer, and I did radiation today. I'm just frustrated.
It's okay. No worries. Let me see. Bear with me. Let's see. Green.
Oh my God, it's so hard to deal with. It's so hard to deal with. I've been dealing with this so weird. It's just since I was 14 years old.
I'm so sorry.
And I'm 32 now. I've been dealing with this for so long.
You're 32 now, you said?
No, I'm saying I can be dealing with this for a long time.
I know. I'm so sorry. I did get the Green Ridge Youth Center on here.
Yes, ma'am.
You said, because I didn't need to know the age for the time of abuse, you said it was 14?
Yeah, I was 14.
Gosh, I'm so sorry. And your current age now is 32?
Ma'am.
Yes. What's your current age?
Uh-huh.
What's your current age?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Is it 32?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Look,
I'm sorry. I was confused. I was trying to figure that out. So, okay. So we got that. And then do you know what year or years that it happened?
We'll never forget. October 2006.
Okay. Gosh, I'm sorry. And the next part here, I know it may be tough, and I do apologize, but can you describe the best way possible the abuse that occurred? Best to your knowledge?
Emotional, physically, impact, depression. Are you saying that?
What kind of abuse was it? What happened?
It happened in the classroom.
Okay, in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. By a teacher.
A teacher. So it was an employee.
Yeah. Yes,
by
ma'am.
Teacher.
Yeah, class teacher.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Classroom teacher. Happened in the classroom.
I have his name, or Johnson. His name is.
His name's Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know what type, what happened?
I was like, it was an after school tutorial thing, and that's where it all started. Like, I was at school, and this how it happened. I was the only one in the classroom, and this how it happened.
Was it touching?
Touching. Touching, and he hit me twice, and it happened like. It was going on for like 45 times.
Of hitting?
Yeah, that hitting and sexual. Oh my God. I'm sorry.
I know it's hard to talk about.
I'm sorry. So sorry. Yeah, it was like time for like 45 times. So, yes, ma'am.
Was it sexual as well, or just physical? Okay, so it was sexual?
Abusive.
Okay, so sex as well?
Oh my God, it's a whole.
That's okay. I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
Oh my God.
Do you happen to remember any physical appearance of the abuser? Like hair color, eye color, approximate age, tall. Glasses.
He's tall and dark skin. And he do wear glasses, and that's all I can remember.
Okay, no worries. And you said
and brown eyes.
Eyes. That's okay. And you said he was a classroom teacher previously.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then it happened in the classroom. You said it was sexual.
Yes, a bruise. Yes.
Did you disclose any abuse to anyone?
No, ma'am.
And then, I know you said before stuff like depression. They do want to know how the abuse has affected your life.
Mentally,
okay.
Drying, depressed.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
No.
And has law enforcement ever been involved?
No.
Okay. And do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility? Any like old paperwork, IDs or anything like that, pictures?
No.
No. Okay. No worries.
Okay.
And then next year we'll go through the injured party information. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Old woman.
Okay.
Female. Well,
thank you. And then can you spell your first name for me?
Margie.
Okay. And then your last name?
Lay.
Okay. Perfect. And what is your email address?
MargieLay23@yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. Okay. And then is the 662-394-7252 your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then What is your mailing address?
217 Gillespie Drive, apartment C2, Indianola, Mississippi, 38751.
And it was apartment C as in Charlie, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Perfect. And then the zip code was 38751?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry, just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
And next here, the medical information. Did you ever receive any treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
No, ma'am.
No worries. And lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
No, ma'am.
Okay. No worries. Just bear with me. And then lastly, bear with me. What is your date of birth?
September 23rd, 1992.
And again, it was 9/23/1992.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then your social?
587-73-6380.
And again, it was 587-73-6380.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
That's okay. Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bear with me one moment.